I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
All right, there are fights breaking out all over the place. All over the place now in the rap world. So I made this analogy last week, and I am not very educated about the rap game. I don't listen to much hip-hop anymore because I'm just old school. I'm like, everything kind of sounds the same now. But since Mo and Katie came in here the other day and they were telling us about this beef with J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and Drake, and some of us in here felt like idiots because we didn't know anything about it. So I've been doing a little more homework, trying to manipulate my algorithm, right? And over the weekend, it seemed to me like everybody was talking about a new diss track that came out from Chris Brown, and then I went down that rabbit hole, and there are all sorts of fights breaking out.
Yeah, it's I don't remember the last time there was this much beef in hip-hop, but so far it's been good for hip-hop. I don't know where this Chris Brown Quavo beef is going to go. It feels like the beef we didn't know we were going to get, but we ended up getting, and it's kind of now taken front runner over the whole Drake, Kendrick Lamar, and J. Cole thing.
I said this last week as an outsider. I'm like, it feels like WWE to me. Like, there are a couple of people in the ring, but then there are other people jumping in that aren't supposed to be there, and this feels very similar to that.
So, yeah, it was supposed to be the big three. That's what everybody was anticipating originally. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake. J. Cole gracefully bowed out, which as the days go by, I still think a lot of people are disappointed in him, but you kind of can understand it more because of the fact that, like you said, it's Rick Ross's now, Future, like rappers that weren't really asked to be a part of the battle or jumping into the battle, which is making it a little more messy. And then Chris Brown and Quavo. Well, Katie, you can help me here if I miss anything, but okay. As far as I know, their beef started over Carucci, like back in the day.
Can I just add one thing here? Because I didn't know this. Chris Brown has never really done anything like this before. He's generally known as an R&B singer, right? So for him to come out with a diss track that sounded like this, very different from him, for him?
Yes and no. So it's like, if you listen to his albums, he'll have little moments where he'll rap.
He dabbles.
He dabbles in it. But typically when he does it, it's because he's taking shots, which is how this reunited their current beef that's going on. It was because of his new album, and he released a line that was straight directed at Quavo.
What was it?
It was just basically saying that, you know, I got your girl. I'm drinking 1942. She don't want no Quavo. She don't want this. She don't want no Migos and stuff like
she
that.
She drink Casamigos, not the Migos.
Yeah, not the Migos. There we go. Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's a direct shot. And then from there, it's like, Quavo responded. And then Chris Brown was like, oh, you think you can respond? I'm going to respond. But he rapped. And I like it when Chris Brown raps because he proves that I'm just not a dude who sings. I'm actually talented.
Yeah.
Don't try this.
And it seems as if with all of the other beefs going on, they, like Drake going at Kendrick, it was Chris Brown made their beef seem very nursery rhyme-ish. Like, Chris Brown's was nuclear. Like, he took the gloves off, is personal. He's given us information that we didn't really have before. So this beef doesn't feel as safe as the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef does.
It was hard. And any influencer, any black influencer that I was watching kind of picking the song apart, because a lot of the lyrics didn't make sense to me. They couldn't believe what was going on, what he was saying, because it was so personal.
So the most explosive part of it is, like I was saying, it kind of started back in the day when Chris used to date a lady named Karrueche. And then after they broke up, she was seen with Quavo publicly a lot, which that's when the tension started between the two of them. But what people didn't seem to know is while Quavo was kind of bragging about being with Karrueche after Chris is now stating that he was with Saweetie while she was with Quavo. And that's the information that we didn't really have, but mm-hmm. Chris is now giving to the world. And that now Saweetie is responding. Quavo's trying to respond. It's all over the place. And Drake released a second Kendrick Lamar diss, and Chris Brown's diss came out the same day, so it kind of stepped on it. Like, more people were talking about Chris than Drake's.
Mm-hmm. So now is Drake going to diss on Chris because his diss trumped his diss?
Anything is possible at this point. It's like a Royal Rumble. I don't know who's coming to
it
the
is,
ring next.
Right? Yeah. It's just this beef with Chris and Quavo, I feel, because it's stemmed from 2017 and it's all about women. This is the one where I think it can actually get violent.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that, no, no,
this
no.
is the one where I think if they're out in the street, because they have a history of already having altercations in public from the BET Awards, where the Migos and Chris Brown already had a public altercation. So that's a known thing.
Was there a line in there where Chris Brown said something about, like, when his cousin got killed, that people are saying that they wished it was Quavo and not his cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said.
Oh,
that's people
dark.
Wish it was you. Oh, it's really dark. Chris held no punches whatsoever. Mm-hmm,
none. Is it possible that over the last week, when other rappers looked at all the publicity that the J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Drake thing got, where they're like, okay, the harder I go, the more publicity I can get. And then it all started, like, the last couple of days?
I think, like, Rick Ross is a perfect example of somebody who saw that he could benefit of throwing himself in there. Kanye West is another artist who saw, like, a benefit from throwing himself in the beef. But, nah, Chris is just being Chris. I don't think he cared anything about the Drake beef.
I just think, Gatorade and Mercury and Retrograde and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I saw on Twitter, someone said, after Cat Williams had that interview with Shannon Sharp, he unlocked the portal to
it's
just opened it up.
I want to see this happen in other industries, like accountants going after each other.
Yeah.
Airplane pilots going after each other.
It'd only be one goat in the pilot game.
The Burt Show.